朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹，
这是我们每一个爱主的人、有心侍奉主的人面对的挑战跟考验。
And this is a challenge and test for every one of us who wants to serve the Lord.
我们不爱主，或是没有奉献、没有摆上的时候，这样子的感觉还不会太强。
We will not feel this in depth if we do not follow the Lord or we are not willing to serve Him.
因为我们是半斤八两、不冷不热、undercover 的跟随主。
If we just lukewarm in following the Lord, we will not feel this.
可是当我们真心为着主的时候
，But if we our heart is truly for the Lord,
我们就希望别人能够看得见我们，别人能够 recognize 我们，别人能够称赞我们，我们能够被使用，能够被发挥。
Then we wish that people can recognize us and can use us so that we can be used.
但是他却被隐藏。
But yet he was being hidden.
他却被不用。
And then he was being as if put aside.
所以当我讲到大卫的时候，我说一个人要能够被神用以前，他要先学会被神不用。
So when I was preaching about David, I mentioned that for a person to learn to be used by God, he first has to learn to be not used.
神把大卫放在宝座前，先把他放在伯利恒的旷野去牧羊。
Before God puts David on his throne, he was being put in the wilderness to shepherd his sheep.
神要用约瑟之前，先把约瑟放在监狱里面。
Before God used Joseph, he put him in prison.
神要用保罗之前，先把他放在亚拉伯的旷野跟大树，几乎十年的时间没有人管他。
Before God used Paul, he put in the desert of Arab and Tarsus about for 10 years.
明明他看的意象这么大，他得到的呼召这么荣耀。
Indeed, he saw such a great vision and received such a glorious calling.
弟兄姊妹，这是神在以利沙身上做的。
So this is God's work in the life of Elisha.
好，让没有人注意他，而且他做的是非常平凡的事。
While he was being unnoticed, he was doing something very ordinary.
这是侍奉主的人很大的考验。
And this is a great challenge for anyone who wants to serve the Lord.
然后你发现以利沙不仅仅没有埋怨，他也没溜掉。他没有跑掉。
Okay, not only that Elisha did not complain, he did not run away either.
哎呀，我跟你跟了这么久，你从来不用我，从来没有机会，那算了，不跟了哈。
He never complained that I have followed you for such a long time, you never use me, forget it, I'll just quit.
啊，前几天我们跟一个姊妹讲到，她说他们从前所在的教会，他们的牧师哈。
A couple of days ago, we had a fellowship with a sister, and she mentioned about the pastor of her previous church.
他很在乎弟兄姊妹对他的看法，要弟兄姊妹给他肯定。
And then the pastor really cared about what people think and say about him. He really cared about affirmation from brothers and sisters.
所以他每次上台讲道以前
，So every time before he went up to the pulpit to preach,
这个在台上的这个带领的人要先喊说牧师。
And then maybe the MC or the song leader will have to say first call out pastor.
然后会众就要回应说你好棒。
And the congregation had to respond, you are great.
牧师，然后底下说你好棒，要三次。
And then the MC will say again, pastor, and the congregation will say, you are great. They have to repeat this for 3 times.
然后他才上台讲道。
And then he will come up to the pulpit to preach.
那我不晓得这是这样子的喊是要夸他呢，还是要宣告哈。
I don't know if this is a compliment, praise, or a proclamation.
那夸的话就表示人骄傲了哈。如果是宣告，表示他自己觉得不行，你们要给我鼓励哈。
Well, if this is praise, then that might feed his pride. But if this is proclamation, he probably needed encouragement and affirmation.
但是你发现以利沙蒙召没有叫人家喊说哇你真棒，你跟着以利亚，然后不被他用。
But yet we do not see Elisha.After being called, needed people's proclamation or affirmation.
你发现圣经上都不记载他。
The scripture did not mention about him.
就是那样安安静静、默默无声，一直做一个仆人做的事情。
So he quietly and without being noticed, served as a servant.
但是你却发现他在最平凡的生活、最卑微的角色里面。
And yet, in the most ordinary life, with the most humble role that he played,
他培养了不平凡的生命。
He has cultivated and nourished this extraordinary life.
以至于将来他能够活出不平凡的生活。
Therefore, he was able to manifest and live an extraordinary life.
这就是为什么我讲以利沙的时候，我特别定他的题目叫做“平凡中的不平凡”。
Therefore, I gave this topic, I give this the theme of this message, an extraordinary life in an ordinary life.
你去读他这一生的故事，他真的是行了太多的神迹，而这些神迹跟耶稣所行的神迹非常像。
If you study his life, you will see that he has performed so many miracles, and they resemble the miracles performed by Jesus.
他能够叫死人复活。
He was able to raise the dead from raise the dead.
他能够借着一点的粮食，能够叫很多人吃饱。
And he was able to feed many with a little bit of food.
他能够看见人看不见的，他知道整个火山火这个耶和华这个火山火马这个军队在这里保护他们。
He was able to see the invisibles. He was able to see the fiery armies of the Lord who are protecting them.
他能够洞察仇敌的作为，仇敌没来他都知道的。
He was able to discern and had a sense of the enemy's move even before they came.
他能够让大麻风得到医治。
He was able to cure the leprosy.
所以他的确行了很多的神迹奇事。
Yes, he indeed performed many signs and wonders.
但是在神拿出来用他之前
，But yet before God was using him,
神把他摆在一个最卑微、一个最平凡的角色里面。
Yeah, God has given him the most ordinary role.And a humble role to play.
然后 for how long we don't know. 我们没有一个人知道到底这个时间多长。
We don't know how long this period lasted.
所以弟兄姊妹，在你目前所处的环境里面，你千万不要灰心哈。
Therefore, please do not be discouraged in the circumstances you are in right now.
你可能会说，我只想这个痛苦赶快过去，我才不羡慕什么不平凡。
You probably say, all I wish is that this hardship will go away. I do not care if I'm extraordinary.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们的神爱我们。
But yet our God loves us.
他要教不见得借我们一定要做什么不平凡的大事、啊、
It's not that we really have to do something really great.
但是他喜欢把不平凡的生命组织在我们里面。
But yet he loves to constitute this extraordinary life within us.
那我们的生活再也不一样。
So that our life will no longer be the same.
9月20号那个竭诚为主 Oswald Chamber 里面有一句话很摸着我。
My utmost for his highest on September 20th. I was really touched by that.
他说信徒生活的秘诀就是靠着神的恩典能够让我们里面的这个 supernatural 超然的能够变为自然的。
So the secret to our Christian walk is that we will let this supernatural life to become natural in our lives.
因为我们里面有一个 supernatural 的生命哈。
Because we do have a supernatural life within us.
但是它却要透过最平凡的哈，最平凡的生活里面能够自然的涌流，自然的流露出来。
Yeah, this supernatural life will outflow naturally in this ordinary person.
它能够流露出在我们夫妻争执，或者在为孩子这个换尿布，或是我们在这里处理轮胎破掉，或是昨天不小心撞了车哈。
So this supernatural life will naturally flow out of us in situations when we handle about our family conflicts or when we have an accident or when we're changing diapers in our ordinary life.
这是伊丽莎。
So this is Elisha.
所以以前我认识一个年长的牧师，他说他们教会在立执事之前。
So I met an elderly pastor who told me that at their church before they ordained deacons.
因为提摩太前书三章说到执事需要先经过试验。
Because in 1 Timothy chapter 3, it says all deacons will have to go through testing first.
我那天就很好奇，我说张牧师，你都怎么试验的？
Therefore, out of curiosity, I asked the elderly pastor, So pastor, how do you test people?
他说，例如说我后面有一批年轻人跟着我在后面走过来。
And he says, for example, when a group of young people following me,
我就故意把一张纸屑不小心丢到地上。
I will purposely throw trash on the floor.
他说我就看看他们中间哪一个人会弯腰下去捡起来。
And I'll turn around to see which one of them will pick it up.
所以那次他跟我讲完以后，我就跟我们的同工们讲。
So after that, I share with my coworkers.
我不是泄露考题了，我只是把别人的经验跟他们讲。
I'm not to tell the secrets, but I was telling, share with them other people's experiences.
没想到我们中间一个弟兄马上就说，如果是我的话，我就说张牧师你怎么乱丢垃圾。
One brother says, well, if I were there, I would say, hey, Pastor John, why did you just throw trash on the floor?
我说那你就一定不会被他挑了。
Then I don't think you would be picked by him to be a deacon.
弟兄姊妹，这个是平凡中间，我们不容易的。
It is not easy.
底下讲到他专心跟随
And then he also wholeheartedly followed
他那么认真地跟随以利亚
He seriously followed Elijah
因为他知道这个人不一样
Because he knew this person was different
他知道这个人身上神有特别特别的这个说不出来的这个祝福能力在这个人身上
Because he could sense this unspeakable blessing and power of God on this person
所以他那么专心地付代价跟随他
So he wholeheartedly followed and paid all the price
所以就开始的往下第二章那么长的记载这四段路
Therefore, we see in 2 Kings these four stages of journey
那个以利亚他的师父几次对他说耶和华差我往哪里去你可以在这里等我他说 Please stay here
For several times his master Elijah told him Stay here please for the Lord has sent me to a certain place
刚才我说过任何一个属灵的伟人他这一生都充满了试验充满了考验
As I said, all spiritual giants their lives are full of challenges and testing
以利沙这一生一直被考验
Throughout the life of Elijah, he continually being tested.
他舍不舍得丢下他舒适的生活、有钱的生活起来跟随，这是个考验。
Yes, whether he was able to forsake his comfortable life and follow, that was a test.
他甘不甘于平凡，然后做卑微、做仆人的事，倒垂在以利亚的手上，这是个考验，而且很大的考验。
Was he willing to be humble and being unnoticed to serve Elijah and pour water on his hands? That was another great test.
每一个考验也都是一种淘汰。
And every test means elimination.
世界没有淘汰他。
Yes, the world did not eliminate him.
平凡卑微的角色没有淘汰他。
And humble roles did not disqualify him.
那连带领他的人生了，这个时候也来考验他。你可以走，你不要留。Please stay.
But yet, at the last stage, even his leader, his master, was testing him. Says, "Please stay here."
你不需要再花代价了。
You don't have to keep paying the price anymore.
你可以留在这里。
You can remain here.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道，带领者也是一个考验。
Brothers and sisters, you have to know that our leaders can be a test.
所以主耶稣对他们说：“你们也要退去吗？就是你们要退，可以。”
That's why Jesus said to his disciples, "Are you also going to leave? Go ahead."
主耶稣从来不说你必须跟随我，而是说若有人要跟从我，这都是考验。
Jesus never says you must follow me. He always says if anyone follows me, because that is a test.
每一个若都说到神把拣选权交给我们。
Every time when God says if, He's giving us a free will to choose.
它是个考验，它是个挑战，它是个淘汰。
It is a test and it is a challenge. It's also a elimination.
所以以利亚在这里一再的对以利沙说：“你可以停在这里。”
So Elijah kept telling Elijah, "You can stay here."
但是以利沙决定不让他走。
But Elijah would not let him go.
不是不让他走，他决定不让他让他走，他一直跟着他。
Because he would never quit, he would keep following.
所以那么多人都说知道你的师父今天要被提了。
Many people already knew that his master was going to be taken away from him.
但是只有以利沙一个人起来跟随。
But only Elisha followed.
有心追求，羡慕善功，立心愿，这都是很宝贵的事情。
Yes, it is very precious when we have the heart to pursue and to do good ministries.
但是最难的都不是这些事情。
But yeah, these are not the hardest.
最难的事情是我们真正付出代价，真正让心愿成为实际。
What's the hardest part is to actually pay the price to fulfill our desires.
真正的困难是我们活出了我们所羡慕的。
So that we can live out what we desire.
这里讲到四段的路程，我今天没有空去细讲它。
So today I don't have the time to go through the details of these four stages of journey.
每一段都有它特殊的意义啊。
Every stage has its special significance.
在十二难里面有一篇信息，年长的弟兄讲过四段紧要的路程，其实也正好是讲这一段。
Actually, there was a good message talking about these four stages of journey.
你们可以去参考哈。
That for your reference.
但是我个人简单提一下，这四个站在历史上，在圣经的历史上都有它特殊的意义。
Briefly, talk about these four places had its significance through the Bible history.
基甲在约书亚记第五章告诉我们是滚去肉体。
Gilgal is mentioned in Joshua chapter 5. It means roll away your flesh.
约书亚每一次打完仗一定回到基甲，我们需要滚去肉体。
Every time Joshua fought a battle, he will always return back to Gilgal to get rid of our flesh.
哥罗西书二章十一节告诉我们，是不是人手所行的割礼，乃是基督使我们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。
In the Galatians chapter 2 verse 11 says, it is not a circumcision done by man, but circumcision through Jesus.
我们上个礼拜正好讲对付肉体，哈，大家能够很容易明白。
Last week we talked about how to deal with our flesh in the new man discipleship.
所有侍奉主、走主道路的都需要对付肉体。
Everyone who wants to serve the Lord and follow Him will have to deal with our flesh.
第二个，伯特利，伯特利是神的家 ，House of God.
Bethel means House of God.
我们要在神家里面来经历身体的生活。
Therefore, we have to experience bodily life in the house of God.
而且你真正这样子 closely 长期的密切的生活的时候，一定需要十字架的。
If you need to live this bodily life and closely with brothers and sisters, we need the work of the cross.
我们会碰到彼此身上我们不合的地方、不同的地方、不舒服的地方。
Because we will encounter things that are not compatible and uncomfortable.
第三个讲到耶利哥。
And third place is Jericho.
耶利哥是以色列人进应许之地碰到的第一个征战。
Jericho, there.The first battle happened after Israelites went into the promised land.
他说到我们在属灵的道路上往前去的时候，
As we walk on the spiritual journey,
我们要在这里承受神的应许，承受神祝福的时候，那个拦阻我们的坚固营垒。
Jericho represents that great stronghold just about when we want to inherit spiritual blessings.
他不容许我们往前去。
It will stop us from going forward.
所以我们要问的，什么是我的耶利哥？
Therefore, we have to ask a question, what is our Jericho?
Can you answer that? 花五秒钟，你我的耶利哥到底是什么？
So let's pause for 5 seconds and think about what is our Jericho.
什么东西拦阻了让我们在主的道路上，在主所应许的祝福上不能继续往前？
What is stopping us from going forward and receiving God's promised blessings?
而耶利哥坚固的营垒的倒塌不是靠着血气。
And the collapse of this stronghold Jericho was not by the flesh.
乃是借着信而顺服。
But through trust and obeying God.
最后讲到约旦河。
Lastly is the Jordan River.
约旦河讲到与主同死同复活。
The Jordan River represents that we die and we rise.
十二块石头埋在河里，十二块石头带到对岸。
12 stones were buried.In the river, and 12 stones were carried to the other side.
讲到与主同死同复活的经历和见证。
So that is the experience and testimony of dying with Christ and the resurrection with Christ.
每一步路都有它属灵特殊的意义。
Every stage has its special spiritual meaning.
每一段路都可以把我们给挡下来。
And then we could have been stopped at every stage.
以利亚也每一次回头说：“你可以留在这里。”
Because Elijah, every stage, Elijah turned back and said.You may stay here.
但是伊丽莎一路跟随。
But yet Elijah pressed on and told
followed
to the end.
第四个，他宝贝上好的祝福。
Fourth point is that he really cherished the best blessing.
他看见他的师父伊丽莎、伊利亚的身上有一个特殊的气质、生命，或是神的同在。
Because he was able to see.A special quality in his master Elijah, he was able to sense God's presence.
他这是在常人身上看不到的。
And he was able to see something that he was could not see an ordinary people.
所以当以利亚对他说，在我没有被接去离开你以前，你要我为你做什么，只管求我。
So when Elijah told him, "Ask what I may do for you before I'm taken away from you."
请大家注意哈，以利亚问这句话是在考试吗？
Do you think Elijah was actually testing him?
他不是在考试。
He was not testing him.
他考试他就不需要加说你只管求。
Because if this was a test, he would not say ask.
他只要回头问说你到底要什么？
He could have just turned back and say what exactly you want.
你到底要什么？这是考试。
What exactly you want? That would be a test.
但是以利亚说你要什么？你只管求，就表示说我愿意成就你。
But yeah, what he said is that ask what I may do for you, and I will do it for you.
所以这是已经签好名的支票，这个叫做空白支票，不是空头支票，差一个字差很多的。
In other words, Elijah was handing him a blank signed check.
就像以前有一些人就都说要为神家奉献，一个犹太人，他都是犹太人，永远被人家弄来跟吝啬连在一起，不晓得为什么。
There was a story kind of like a joke about the Jews.
这是跟我们中国人很有拼的，都聪明，然后都省钱。
Jews are just like us Chinese. We're all very diligent, and then we like to save money.
然后大家都奉献，然后他也奉献一张支票，很大的金额，但是不签名。
So this is a story making fun of them being misers. So he would offer up a big sum of money on a check, but without signing his name.
你忘了签名了。
And then so people will remind him, you forgot to sign your check.
他说我这个人向来行善不为人知的。
And he says, I always do charity unanimously, so that no one will know.
就这个支票如同废纸。
Anonymously.
如同废纸，但以利亚不是这样。他说你要什么你告诉我，只管告诉我。
But yet, Elijah was not doing that. He says, whatever you ask.
那我希望带回到 reality 来哈。
So I want to bring it back to reality, to our real life.
如果哈。
What if?
如果主现在问我，你要我为你做什么，只管求，我马上成就。
What if the Lord is asking us now, ask whatever I may do for you, and I will do it.
我们想一下，花五秒到十秒，你会回答什么？
So let's pause and think about it. What would you ask?
我跟你讲，我们心里面可能都会有我们想要的，对不对？
I'm sure we all have our own desires.
可能是我们希望我们的难处，一个痛苦可以过去。
Maybe we hope that one hardship will pass away.
或者我们希望一个局面可以改变过来。
Or circumstances will change.
或者我们也真的是羡慕属灵的。
Oh, we desire something spiritual.
我就知道有一个弟兄，他花了很多年的功夫到处跑，他只求一件事，他要得到医病的恩赐。
I have known a brother who who have attended many meetings and conferences to seek for one gift. That is the gift of healing.
当以利亚问以利沙的时候
，So when Elijah asked Elisha,
他就说：“愿感动你的灵加倍感动我。”
Elisha says.Please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me.
因为他实在知道这个人身上有一个特殊的东西是人没有的。
Because he really saw this person has something special that others do not have.
他知道是从神来的。
And he knew this is from God.
他知道是以利亚得胜的秘诀。
And he knows that this is the secret to Elijah's victories.
然后他谦卑地知道自己的不配和不行，所以他需要双份 double portion.
And he humbly knows that he's unworthy and that he's not qualified. Therefore, he asks for double portion.
他说愿意感动你，不是他贪心，因为他知道他自己不行。
It's not because he was greedy, but he knew that he was not qualified.
所以他说愿感动你的灵加倍的感动我。
So he says, please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me.
后来我们知道他得到了。
And then later on we knew that he's got it.
我们怎么知道他得到呢？
Why do we know that he's got it?
这个当他过河的时候。
When he was crossing the Jordan River again.
他拿起以利亚留给他的衣服。
He took up the mantle that fell from Elijah.
他就说耶和华以利亚的神在哪里呢？他一打水，水整个分开来。
And he says, where's the Lord of Elijah? And he struck the water parted.
他知道这个能力不是他天然人可以有的，没有人可以行神迹的。
He knew that this is not from his own natural self. No one, no natural man can
do miracles. 主耶稣说 apart from me, you can do nothing. 离了我，你什么都不能做。
Because Jesus says, apart from me, you can do nothing.
我们没有一个人可以行神迹的。
None of us can perform miracles.
但是今天教会里面充满了各式各样的侍奉和事工，是不要圣灵人可以做的。
But yet today in the church, so many ministries can be accomplished without the Holy Spirit.
所以神把我们带到一些绝境，约旦河在前面，你过不去。
Therefore, God oftentimes will lead us to an extreme place just right before the Jordan.
你天然人没办法解决的。
An obstacle that human nature cannot solve.
当我们依靠上头来的灵的时候，我们发现不可能变为可能。
But when we trust the Holy Spirit from above, then the impossible becomes possible.
无路可走变成路通了。
The end of the road become a new way.
而且当他回来的时候
，When he returned,
在耶利哥对面看见他回来的人
，Those people who saw him by the city of Jericho.
他们说了一句什么话
？Do you know what they said?
刚刚读过的，他们说了什么话
？What did they say？
他说：“感动以利亚的灵，感动以利沙了。”
It says, they were saying that the spirit of Elijah is now on him.
请问这句话明明是在约旦河的对面，以利沙对以利亚个人所说的话，没有人听到的。
Actually, the request of Elisha, to Elijah was spoken on the other side of Jordan River. No one heard it.
那这一句话告诉我们，以利沙活出了他所祷告的。
But yet, people's comment tells us that Elijah now manifests the life that he prayed for.
他不仅仅得着了他所羡慕所求的。
Not only that he has obtained what he requested.
他活出了他所羡慕他所求的。
He was able to live it out and manifest it.
有一首诗歌说愿我的生活更像我的祷告。
There's a song that says, may my life be more like my prayers.
有没有唱过？我们常常有很多的祷告，很多的羡慕。
Yes, we often have all these longings and prayers.
可是我们祷告归祷告，我们活不出来。
But yeah, we just keep our prayers be prayers only.
所以那首诗歌说，但愿我的生活更像我的祷告。
So the song says, lead me to live a life that's more like my prayers.
那这句话，耶利哥对面的人都看见以利亚身上、以利沙身上的改变。
And now those people on the other side of Jordan are witnessing the change in Elijah's life.
他们明明没有听见他对以利亚说的话，但是他们却见证了那感动以利亚的灵，感动了以利沙。
They did not hear the Elijah's request to Elijah, but yet they're witnessing and testifying that Elijah's got it, and now he's manifesting it.
然后你发现圣经很有意思的一个记载哈。
And there's a very interesting recording in the Bible.
不光以利沙真正得着了双倍的感动，双倍的。
Not only that, Elijah really obtained double portion of the Spirit.
不光在他里面得到了双倍的祝福。
Not only that, he has received a double portion of blessing within.
他整个外面的事工，他所行的神迹，是他师父的一倍 ，double。
And actually, his ministry and the number of miracles that he performed exactly double what Elijah did.
啊，但是我很多年前把它列出来，我现在。大概记得是以利亚大概行了八个，以利沙行了十六个。
Many years ago, I kind of counted Elijah performed 8 miracles and Elisha performed 16.
他的祷告成就了。
Yes, his prayers were answered.
他里面得到了双倍的灵。
He received a double portion of Elijah's spirit.
他外面给神家带来的祝福，他所行的神迹奇事也是 double 的。
And outwardly, he was able to through his ministry perform double.The number of miracles.
这样子一个平凡的人
，such an ordinary man，
被神从农田里面招出来的人
，who is being called out by God from his field，
在神家、在神国里面、在周围的列国中间，高举神的名，荣耀神的名。
He was able to in Israel and among the nations nearby lift up and exalted the name of the Lord.
所以当他临终的时候。
Before his death,
以色列的王都来趴在他的身上，伏在他的身上。
The kings of Israel will come and bow before him.
称他为我父啊，我父啊，以色列的战车马兵。
And call out to him, Oh my father, my father, the chariots of horsemen of Israel.
像一个孤单的小孩，父亲要离开的时候，他觉得失去了父亲的保护。
I'm sure at that moment, the king of Israel probably feel just like a child, that his father is departing and he was afraid of not being protected.
好像一个国家失去了最主要的力量，以色列的战车马兵。
As if a nation is about to lose a major power, the chariot and horsemen of Israel.
弟兄姊妹，我们羡不羡慕过一个这样子有意义、有价值的生活？
Do we long to live such a meaningful and worthy life?
我再说，圣经上没有一个属灵伟人是天生的。
Let me stress it again. None of these spiritual giants were born that way.
他们都经过了很多的试验、很多的挑战、很多的淘汰。
They have gone through challenges, testing, and elimination.
以利沙的一生就是这样，一直面对挑战，面对淘汰。
This is the life of Elisha. He continuously faced challenges and elimination.
但是因为他坚定要主的心志。
But yet, because he hold fast to his desire.
因为他专心的跟随，让他得到了。
Because he wholeheartedly followed, he obtained it.
第二个，没有一个属灵伟人。他的成果是只有外面的，都是先从里面开始的。
And none of the spirit giants, they only obtain outward blessings. All of their blessings start from within.
而这个里面生命的培养跟成长，是借着最平凡的生活来培养出那不平凡的生命。
And yet this cultivation of extraordinary inner life start from most ordinary life.
带出那不平凡的结果。
And the result will be extraordinary.
第三个，所有属灵的伟人，没有一个人是凭着自己，也是为着自己，而在这里追求卓越，活出他。
Thirdly, none of these spiritual giants were pursuing excellency by their own strength or for their own purposes.
那这也是以利沙身上让我们看见的，他求要得着神的灵，而且是双倍的灵。
Here with Elisha, he asked double portion of God's spirit.
那我们一起来唱刚才的四百零。
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页 点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。